In the presidential campaign, Democrat Joe Biden's past stances on school busing legislation have become an issue. Growing up in Alabama, Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer was bused during middle and high school as a result of a desegregation lawsuit. That experience has left her with questions about the outcomes of busing policies today. Nancy Kaffer joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
What results did busing have on your school district?
So by the time I came along, it was just kind of a part of life. The high school I went to, Murphy High School, I think the year I graduated, it was 45% Black. So the goal of busing, which was to bring kids from the whiter western part of Mobile into schools in the eastern part of the city that were more African-American, it was successful in terms of getting kids into the same building.
So busing was the norm by the time you had gotten to that point in your schooling, but it wasn't an easy transition when it started. What happened in the district when it began?
The desegregation plan that resulted from this lawsuit was first implemented in 1971. My mother served as a volunteer hall monitor at the high school I would later attend. A lot of parents had been tasked with sort of walking the halls, separating fights. There was a lot of tension between the students who were in this school together all of a sudden. Folks who lived through this era say that by about Christmas of that first year, things had really died down. There was not a police presence on campus. There wasn't violence breaking out. But I think the first several months of that school year were pretty hard for the people who went through it, on people of both races.
The busing program in Alabama was the result of a school desegregation lawsuit that was filed almost a decade after the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision in Brown v. Board of Education. For listeners not familiar with the lawsuit that led to the busing, give us a little bit of background.
So the lawsuit was filed in Mobile County in 1963. It's called Birdie Mae Davis. It was filed on behalf of a group of African-American students who were alleging that the district had violated the 14th Amendment by not successfully and adequately integrating the schools. The U.S. Supreme Court heard the case and ruled that the county school system had not used all the tools that they could to make sure that the schools were integrated, which would have included busing. The Birdie Mae Davis lawsuit was dismissed in 1997, which is a few years after I graduated from high school. And I think it's worth noting that the African-American members of the school board did not think that this was a good idea. They said, you know, if you have a problem, you can't just go problem solved. You have to continue to treat the problem.
Detroit had a significant legal case in the busing debate. In the 1970s, the NAACP sued the state of Michigan in an attempt to force a desegregation busing plan that would have involved dozens of mostly white suburbs and the city of Detroit. That case is known as Milliken versus Bradley. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that that type of policy couldn't be forced beyond the borders of a municipality. In other words, you couldn't force two towns or townships to merge their systems. What are the echoes of that case that are still with us today?
Well, Milliken v. Bradley means that you couldn't even have that kind of busing desegregation plan in Detroit because of white flight from the city, because we have hyper-local government. It's just really hard to integrate schools. It means that it's going to be incredibly hard to actually achieve equity in education as long as we have these systems that enable de facto segregation.
Busing came back into the news, as we mentioned earlier, during last week's Democratic debate. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who is white, opposed school busing laws on a federal level, he says, because he thought it should be a local decision. That didn't sit well with Senator Kamala Harris, who is Black and Indian and was bused to school as a child in Berkeley, California. I think a lot of people were surprised to see busing getting so much attention again in 2019. Do you see this as the start of a fresh conversation about it?
I think it's a different way to get into this conversation we're still having about equity. I mean, I don't see busing becoming a thing again. It was not popular in a lot of African-American communities where children were often required to bear the burden of being bused and met with violence at the schools in white communities that they were bused to. It was not popular in the white community. But I think that the issues busing was instituted to address, segregated schools, equity in schools, we still have those problems.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.